This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Stephanie Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
That sounds good.
Shakira's better than PK.
Shakira.
Oh my God.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Oh, baby, what are you... No, I fucked it up.
Yeah, man. Come on, come on.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
There you go.
So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body.
Do you all wine?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Is it just me?
Alcohol gives me anxiety.
It kind of gives me anxiety, too.
You keep getting King of Wands.
Oh, I just want to know what it means. Okay,
we're doing, for anyone who's watching on Le YouTube, we're doing a little
we're doing a tarot pull for the live show.
Yeah, guys.
Wait, what?
Are we announcing it that we're doing
Doing a tarot card for the live show?
No, we're doing a tarot pull for the live show. Like, we're going to ask a question.
A tarot?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're doing it now for the live show. Like, we're asking.
I was like, what?
Oh, my God. Wait, should we have someone doing tarot at the live show?
Danny should be there and just do some tarot offerings.
Yeah, $10 sessions. And
yeah, something.
Actually, let's write that down.
Do you guys want that? I mean, anyone who's listening?
That's actually a good question. I mean, I love tarot. So, like, yeah. I think if I went to an event and they were like, we're doing tarot. Ooh, at AVN, actually, when I went.
Tarot at the
It was
show.
Fun because they were doing, Danny was doing tea and tarot at the Pineapple Support booth.
I love that for him.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if AVN Awards were like, or show.
I need to go next year. Like, can we make sure that we all go next year together?
Yes. It was super fun. I think I told you guys this, but...
You know, we should submit
Okay, never mind.
Oh, keep going.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. We should submit to what?
Nikki. I just had an idea. Keep going.
Go.
What was I saying? No, I don't remember.
Like flamingo.
Wait, what was I saying?
You were talking about AVN.
No, that was you submitting. sorry.
Oh, I was saying that I, it was funny because you're walking around and you're like, I know that person. Where do I recognize him from? And then you're like, oh, I masturbated to them.
To them, yeah.
There were a lot of people that I've had sex with at sex parties were there.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that great? What a small community.
I know. And that's what I was thinking about. I was like, I know so many people from sex parties that, like, I see out and about in the wild, and anyways,
I still have not been to a sex party.
I know you need to.
I need to go.
I went to which is a sex toy convention. I went there and saw someone from a sex party. I was like, wait a minute.
He was at AVN too.
Yeah. What
should be about that name? Wait, Remy, how does he look like?
I would say bleep out the name, but yeah. And it's funny because the guy that I went to AVN with, he knew him. So he was like, oh my God, my friend, so and so.
Does he have long black hair?
No.
Never mind.
But it was funny because then I was like, oh, I know that guy. He was like, where do you know him from? And I'm like, I think I kissed him at a sex party, but I can't remember.
Yeah, you and C did.
Oh, I did kiss him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and T both.
That's sweet.
Double T.
Did you want to do the intro?
Yes.
Hey guys, it's me, your girl, Broke Girl
Stephanie.
Yes, your girl.
Broke Girl. And today we have the twins.
Your favorite motherfucking twins. I'll be like, what's up, Double Team fam? Welcome back. Fam.
You're butchering it, but I butchered mine.
But you get the jits.
Yes.
We're here to talk about...
We're going to start swapping intros.
You really should. I just confuse everyone. We're like, wait, what? Where did I just turn into? Like,
wait a minute.
Like, am I listening to DT or BGT?
Right?
Anyways. BGT by DT.
Anyways, we're here.
It's which Jamie. Is BGT, BDT. Okay. Huh? Don't say that too many times. Okay. It gets confusing.
Yeah. I was like, that's confusing. Anyways, we're doing tarot.
No, I was just going to see what the cards have to say about our live show.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's me, your girl, Girl Stephanie. Yes.
What's up, Double Team fam? Welcome back.
Fam. You're butchering it.
But you get the jits.
We are doing a live show in the Bay Area.
San Francisco and Bay Area, we are so excited to announce that Broco Therapy and the Double Team Podcast are doing our first live show of the year on Friday, April 7th in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale now, and you can purchase yours through the link in the description below. We'll have some fun prizes, merch available, and a chance to meet me, Stephanie Megan, and the twins, Cammy and Nikki. Plus, your favorite people from Broco Therapy will be roaming around. It'll be like Disneyland. You get to take pictures and meet your favorite characters. I am so excited to meet you guys and to have a few drinks and just have a good time and party together for the night. Like, how fun. I could come right now just thinking about it.
Mark your calendars. Oh, for and it's hint, gonna hint. Be an
that's Aries season, so I got the Aries card.
So you early, know it's gonna be lit.
Early April. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be really fun.
Yeah. Bay Area, I feel like, just knows how to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I feel like so many people from the Bay have been like, Steph, please do Bay Area. Please do Bay Area. So I just know it's going
to
be good.
Yeah. For everybody that voted on the poll for us to go to the Bay Area, remember, buy a ticket when we release them. Bring your friends.
Bring please your bring coworkers. Friends, because
what if it's like no one shows up? That's like our biggest fear.
We had that fear last time. And then bring we had too many people. Yeah. And then we had to, you know, the cheer situation ended up being a nightmare.
Yeah.
And we had to stop selling tickets because then we would have to buy more chairs.
Yeah.
So, all right. But we won't have that problem this time.
So far, tarot's giving me the Emperor, which
it's
is
giving great
Aries.
Energy.
It's giving me Leo strength, which is like a really nice positive card.
I've been getting a lot of Leo vibes lately. Like even when I did a tarot card reading with Danny, he was like, you need to step into your Leo because he was like, you mastered your Aquariusness, but now you need to like really step up and like have Leo energy.
Which Leo is like creativity. I mean, you got three cameras to do more angles. You're doing, you know, you're adding things to your production. I think you are stepping into your creativity.
Yeah. Oh my also, God. And Leo is the sign of creativity. Judgment just came out. I feel like this is the time to, like, step up and deliver.
I mean, I agree with everything. All of us.
Yeah. I think the cards are like, step up and deliver. The show needs to be phenomenal.
Like 2022 I mean, was cute, you guys. Yeah, but it was. Like, we need to do better.
Yeah, Steph.
No, it wasn't. Not better. More like.
But we're like, we could do better.
It's going to be great.
Make it like a.
I think I will say with our first live show, I think we did a great job with planning. You know, Nikki brought the content. I think we had a great conversation. I think.
People learned a lot about anal.
And the way we did everything, I think, you know, for our first time, we had learned a lot of lessons along the way, too, so which I think was great. But, yeah, I think there was just so much to take away from it. And I think it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. Yeah.
We learned so much just from the first live show of, like, what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
And it was just, but overall, besides the fact, like, it was still very successful regardless.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that we had a good time and everyone else had a good time. And
it was so fun.
So we just want to go on tour. So you guys, actually down below in the link in my description, I have like where a place where you guys could like vote your city. So I want to know like what cities we should go to, because the more I hear about a certain city, the more that we're like, okay, we need to go there because they're literally calling us.
Exactly. So, the more you vote, the more we'll look at that city. So, for example, for everyone who voted for Dallas.
We hear you.
Good job. We hear you. Like, maybe we'll do Dallas next. You know, you never know. I mean, we are doing New York, but
I'm loving this poll. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, what's going to be the outcome of this? Like, you know, if we step up and deliver and we have a great show, like, what's going to be the outcome? We got the world completion accomplishment. Aww. We got the Knight of Pentacles ushering new financial opportunities. And we got the Ten of Pentacles, which is like also almost kind of the ten is usually like kind of like the final. So, and it's, this card is very much like about like abundance and everything. So I think it will be a great show. If we step up and deliver, it'll be a phenomenal show. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like truly have so much faith in us. And I like genuinely love just working with you guys. Like because I feel like you guys have like, because I could be kind of crazy with my drive and passion, and certain people like love it and certain people hate it. And I feel like so far, I think you guys match it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
And
oh, yeah.
So it's like you understand, okay, we need to do a meeting. We need to do this. We need to do that. And like, I've just, you know, have worked with certain people in the past who like, were like, you're too scared, you know, whatever. So I'm just glad that like, I found you guys who like match the energy and like want the same type of success, and just even just more than just a success, just to have fun with it. Like overall, I think that like you guys match that. And I'm so glad that like the universe brought you to me. And I also feel like I have sisters now.
I know.
I've always wanted to be a twin. So like,
And the funny, I love that like we're all Aries risings. I don't know if y'all know this, but we're all Aries risings. And Cammie is 15 degrees Aries, Steph is 16 degrees Aries, and I'm 17 degrees Aries rising. So we're all sandwiched together. Is that not just like
That's kind of crazy.
It is. Also, I really do think they want us to do it in Aries season. So the time frame that we're going for, I really think they're like, do it.
Okay, good. I know we're like so scared. We're like, yeah, so quick.
I think they're like really pushing for it. And then something tells me, I think they want the second one to be in Leo season. So August.
Okay.
I have a feeling they want the second one to be April, in August.
June, I was July. Thinking October. But okay.
No,
But do we want it to do three? So we should do one in the middle of the year.
Hold on, let me ask. Okay, do you want us to do two live shows?
As long as like...
Let's see how we go with the first one.
Yeah.
And how that goes with the planning.
Two live shows or three? Three. They want us to do three live shows.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Yeah, I literally was like... Do we want to do two or three? What do they show me?
Three.
The Three of Cups. And the Three of Cups is all about celebration, friendship, coming together. They want us to do three live shows.
So we're doing three now.
Wait, hold on. Judgment. What?
So we're planning three now.
I mean, hold on.
So Bay Area, New York, should it be Dallas?
Okay, the third one. No, I want to do another one in LA.
Another one in LA? Oh, but I feel like I'm missing out on other cities, though.
I was going to say, let's put it to a vote. Whoever votes the most.
Dallas or LA?
Yeah.
Dallas or LA?
Exactly. Vote. Yeah. And then
Dallas has been kind of loud lately, so I feel like
I will say,
Texas has been real loud. So.
Yeah. Judgment. Okay. And I would do it in Dallas.
And we have family there, so like.
Yeah, we have family friends there.
We could, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking Aries season, Leo season, Judgment is Pluto, and then the World is Sagittarius, which would be like December. No. that wouldn't work. So, but I think three is the key there.
I'm scared for New York. I'm like, is anyone to show up?
Oh, New York is kinky. Yeah,
I mean, I know they will, but I'm just like,
we have so many people in New York who would go.
And New York is
so
kinky AF.
I mean, a lot of people have hit me up about New York, so I know I have New York listeners. What's up?
Brooklyn. I can count at what minimum up? 10 to 20 people that we can have show up from New York.
Okay. I think every show I get nervous. I'm like, is anyone even going?
I know, but you know,
anyone even care?
They come through.
Yeah, they do.
I had someone, they were like, please come to Philly. And I'm like, well, we're going to New York. And they're like, I'll go to that. And I was like, perfect.
That's true. It's just like not that far.
Yeah.
You can take a little like train ride.
Yeah.
I need a little bit more time to analyze this spread.
Okay. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/brokegirl.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right. Well, do you have any, like, sex updates? Like, what's going on, you guys? What's, like, what's life?
What's the
tea? I love the way you said that. Reminds me of the mom.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, yeah, so what's exactly going on? I feel like that's who I am, because I feel like nowadays I'm aging. And, like, no. I'm like, and I feel like sometimes I've
Steph,
tried.
You're 32.
What's the ages?
You're not even a third of the way through life.
Don't do that.
Don't age yourself.
No, don't. I'm not, but like, but I'm maturing. I don't want to say I'm aging. I mean, I am aging. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just maturing. So I'm not.
Okay, let's go with maturing.
I'm
let's
not
go
as,
maturing.
Like, hip, but I'm hip. I'm hip in my own way. I'm just not.
I beg to differ. You have a sex podcast, and you know that you're hip. I think you're cool as fuck.
I'm so fucking cool. You're right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And you edit some like dope ass podcast.
Cool. No, I
like,
know I'm cool. Look,
yeah,
I know I'm cool.
Like you're, yeah.
But like, there's a different type of. Like, there's, like, yeah, okay, I'm cool, but there's, like, the trendy, like, Gen Z cool. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm, I don't know.
I think.
Anyways, what's the tea, guys?
What's the hot gossip? Did I tell you this? I can't remember if I did. I went on a date with a very bisexual man.
Didn't tell me this, but you did.
I think I mentioned it briefly, but I like didn't go into like detail about it. So, a person that we recorded with hooked us up. He was like, "Hey, you said you wanted to peg more dudes. Here's my friend who would let you peg him, or who would love to be pegged."
His HK was not coming through.
Oh my god! Sorry, HK. I'm okay.
Are you? Wait, because I remember you asked me to take it out, but I was like, no.
I was like, okay, I felt so bad. I didn't mean to put him on the spot. But anyways, it's fine.
No, it's really fine. Like, no one's thinking anything.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
I listened back to the episode. I'm like, okay, it was
hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't like put him on the spot. But anyways, yeah. So this guy, or my friend told me, he was like, he'd love to be pegged, and he's been pegged before. Anyways. And so we went on a date in LA, and like, I didn't really know what to expect. Like I had like his Instagram and like, that was about it. Otherwise it was like a total like blind date kind of situation.
Oh my God, this is like the '90s.
I don't know if I've ever really done. And I purposely like did not talk to him a whole lot before the date because like, I did not want to, I hate when I like, you know, talk to someone a bunch before a date and get like really excited and all worked up and you haven't met in person and then you meet in person and you're just like, the conversation's great, right. But like there's no spark. So, and you can't.
I love that you waited to have that convo. It's giving first rounds on me.
Very first rounds on me.
Cut that clip for Joe. He'd love right? that. But yeah, so I was like, so, I mean, we texted a little bit to, like, set up the date. But, like, I think we, like, texted, like, he set us up Monday and then, like, Wednesday was the date. Yeah. I was like, let's knock this out. Let's see how it goes. Like, I didn't want to, like, spend any more time just, like, waiting around. So, we went on a date and he made me laugh so much, which I love when guys make me laugh. He had a great body, very handsome. Like, I would say he like falls under my type, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I don't know, I have never really like been on a date with someone that was like as like bisexual, maybe I should say. But I loved it. Like I felt
I feel like you would be so great with the bisexual man.
Well, I think
anyone who's bisexual,
I think what I'm really like used to is like very masculine men.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like very much in the middle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Not like super masculine, but not like super feminine either. But like he was like in the middle. And I like for once was like, I don't know how to react to this. Like I haven't really been in this situation. Because
right.
I usually date like very masculine men. Or I shouldn't say very masculine, but like masculine presenting. I feel like I'm always the one that has the bigger balls in the relationship, but
right, yeah,
you know,
for sure. You're just like, you're such a masculine femme.
I am. Person. I really
like,
am.
It's
easy. Like when I go on dates with like bisexual women, I think it's easier because they're a lot more like feminine, I would right. say. What were you gonna say?
My ADHD. It doesn't matter. My thoughts don't matter.
No, your tell me. Matter. What was your thought? Your thoughts matter. Your thoughts matter, what were you Steph.
Saying? Oh, no, I was just saying. I was like, I feel like I'm so attracted to women who like dress and like act like men. So like 1,000%. There's been times where like I will never forget her, him, they. I don't know.
But
I remember I met them like at the Virgil back when I was single before Brian, mm-hmm. and like. It was clearly someone who was like female or they were like, you know, a little bit more masculine, dressed like a, you know, a male or whatever. And so, but they were like kind of flirting with me and I did not know what to do, but I liked it.
Mm.
But I think I was just, it was so new to me that I kind of just like.
Well, wait, like, do you mean like trans or do you mean
like. I don't know
like
if they were trans.
Queer
I don't know what they,
in the sense of it's like.
They're like. They're
a masculine, like a mask. Okay, so like a mask female.
Yeah.
We'll use mask.
Yeah. I don't know if she was trans, but I mean, I could see myself with someone who's a trans male, but she was definitely like, she still had like a feminine, very beautiful face, but like very like masculine at the same time and like dressed like a guy. Like she did
masculine,
dress.
Yeah.
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 And it's like, are you guys familiar with Kehlani?
Why does that sound familiar?
Because she's fire as fuck and a bisexual queen. Actually, a lesbian queen. She's like, I don't fuck with dudes anymore. She's like,
I know who you're talking about.
But when she could be someone who could be super sexy and feminine, but I love when she's super masculine and her masculine energy and like
that one.
And when she's in her full, yes, like beautiful face, but when she's like in her full,
oh my
masculine
God, she is
energy,
gorgeous.
Whoo, like. That was a similar girl that I met at like the Virgil and I was like, and she was flirting with me and I was just got nervous and never really
I knew she was a singer.
Kept going, you know, but
also,
so yeah, that's my type.
Kehlani
come through.
Yeah. And after looking at those pictures, yes, also come through.
Like, yes, call me.
But yeah, I'd never like really been on a date with someone that was like quite so like in the middle.
Right.
And I almost like didn't know necessarily like how to like what energy to be in, if that makes sense. I'm always usually like very much in like my, and I was just trying to be myself, like,
right.
But in a way I was just like kind of thrown off by it. Cause I'm like, I'm just not used to this. But the date went very, very well. And like, we had a great time.
Kiss.
We did at the end. Yes. And he was a great kisser. Phenomenal kisser. He was an Aries.
Okay. Aries is so flirty.
I haven't done the rest. I haven't like looked at his chart or anything. But it was just funny because like I was like, oh my God, I have a fantasy to like have a threesome with a lesbian couple. He was like, me too. And I was like, I have a fantasy to have a threesome with a gay couple. He was like, me too. And I was like,
that's what I'm saying. A bisexual man is like, fulfills all of your fantasies.
And I was like, I really want to have sex with a trans man or trans woman. And he was like, me too. And so it was, I had never like met someone that like had the same excitement towards like all the same things. So
I love that.
Yeah.
So what are you looking for, Nicole?
That's like, what I'm still trying to figure out.
Are you like looking for something serious? Are you looking just for casual? Are you looking?
I don't know. Like, I'm open to more commitment or like something serious, but I also
I know you're going through a
divorce. I think it's fine. I think from what my ex said, it's like fully finalized by now. So, but like, I still just got out of a divorce.
Right.
And like, it's still pretty fresh. And like, I'm not ready to like jump into something serious with anyone. Another marriage? Yeah. No. But like, I mean, obviously like one of my dudes right now, I really like, and I don't know where it will go. I have no idea. Cause he has no idea what the fuck he wants. So it's like one of those things where it's like, we'll see. Right. But I think I'm also at a point where I'm like, figuring out what I want, really. Like, I have an idea of like a there are things that like I have like on my list of like things that I want long term.
Yeah,
it's just like I'm not necessarily ready to like jump into that right now, or like I feel like I'll know when I'm ready to like get a little bit more serious with someone. Yeah,
right now you're just kind of taking it day by day.
Yeah, I would say so. And just trying to like figure out how to like, you know, integrate my abandonment issues and, you know, work through my trauma and all those things. So thank you to my therapist, Melissa. Otherwise, I don't know where I'd be.
What do your abandonment issues look like?
Sorry,
this is therapy.
My
sorry, hold on. I'm trying to make sure I put our group therapy.
My abandonment issues stem from my biological father.
Which we will see in a few weeks.
My stepfather and my ex-husband.
Okay.
Aww. So, yeah. Hashtag daddy issues, yeah.
Sometimes, like, you could have a father and still have, like,
The thing. It's like I had, you know, my biological dad never really made us feel like, yeah.
We had to be the parents.
Because your parents had you guys young. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. They just weren't. They were kids. They weren't ready to have us. But mm-hmm. you know, we did. Yeah.
And it was. I'm thankful for that. Like, thank you, mom, for birthing me. But yeah.
No, but our mom did a lot better than our dad did. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You realize at like one point, like you're like, our parents were fucking humans who just didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Like one of the reasons I admire my mom the most is because like she had Nikki and I at 18.
That's crazy.
I, at 29, if I got pregnant right now, I'd be like, what the fuck
is
going on? Are you kidding? And then, but she literally birthed twins at 18 and then moved from Argentina to the United States at 23 with two little girls.
By herself?
Yeah. Like I just,
and like started over?
Yep. So, I mean, our grandpa was here and helped her out for a little bit, and then she picked up. But, like, that's just why one of the reasons I admire her so much is because, like, I look at 18, I could not have.
Oh, hell no.
No. I barely had my shit together 2 years ago. Like,
actually, when I was young, I wanted to, like, be a young mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I remember being, like, 12 or 13 and, like, telling my cousins and my mom, like, oh, I want to be a mom at, like, 19. Because I thought 19 was, like, old. And then I got to 19, I was like, fuck no.
Yeah,
I was like, I am just lost in this world. So I like was like, no. And then I think just seeing my parents divorce and then just like, yeah, just looking at my surroundings and everything, I was like, actually, I could wait. I need to be a hoe. I needed to be alone.
Put you first.
Yeah. I wanted to be completely selfish and not like get into a serious relationship. Be a parent or any of that stuff. And now I'm like, get me fucking pregnant, Brian.
Your face?
I know. He started wearing condoms because I've been like just talking so much about being pregnant.
He's like, we're not doing pull and pray.
Not today.
We're not doing pull and pray. We are protect and pray.
Protect and pray.
Protect and pray. And so.
Oh, wait. So he's not really being inside you. It's like a trash can.
I guess we haven't been fucking lately.
I just love that analogy so much.
I love when you start out being like, it's like a circle.
It is a circle. Well, actually, I guess we don't know if it's a circle.
What?
The condom?
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought we were talking about the vagina. Okay, the condom is a circle.
Yeah, well, I guess, what was that?
I hit something on the floor.
I was like, what? So, yeah.
Have y'all ever, I don't know why this made me think of it. I've never been like a finger myself to masturbate. Like, I don't finger myself to masturbate.
Oh, finger. I was like, I thought you said finger.
No, no.
I was
vibrator like, all the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't finger myself either. I don't know about y'all, but I like the thought of fingering myself just doesn't feel right. Like, for me,
it feels just, very seventh grade.
Yeah, exactly.
I only do it when I'm like trying to inspect, you know, like,
yeah, pull something out of there.
Like, well, is there something in there?
No, like, yeah. That's the only time. Okay, that's where I was going to follow up. I was like, have you ever, like, you know, in your inspection, like, felt up there and you're just like, so that's what it's like?
Oh, yeah, 1000%. I'm like, I didn't realize that bone.
Exactly. I'm like, bone.
What is the ridges?
Those freak me out.
Yeah, sorry. To me, it feels like they're bone, but they're like, they're ridges.
They're ridges. Yeah, those freak me out. I remember the first time I felt those, I'm like,
ew. Oh. I was like, no.
I'm like, I don't even want another guy. I don't want a guy to feel that, but like, but they love the ridges. So like, I need them to do it, but like, ew.
But I think guys like the ridges.
They like the ridges.
Wait, we should ask the men. Okay, dudes, do you like the ridges?
Do we like the ridges?
What does it feel like when you finger?
What does it feel like? Yeah.
Do you like it?
I think it gives.
And I don't really finger a lot. I don't finger a lot of girls. I'd rather go down on them. So it's like, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've fingered girls before. So like, I've felt that too. But like, but it's still, your fingers can only go so far.
Right. Oh my God, guys. When I was at the sex toy convention, I guess he's a professional squirter.
No, like, can he squirt me?
The guy literally gets he'll girls to go on stage and he makes them squirt. And the way that he did a freaking 10-minute presentation to me, my boss, and the guy right next to us on how to make a girl squirt, because the two people next to me, the guy and this other girl, were really interested.
Yeah.
And my boss and I were like, sure, we'll watch. Like, how do you do it? And the way the guy, like, just explained everything. Also, he said, if you're fingering, you should use these two fingers, not these, because using these, you won't get nearly as tired. Oh. Because of the muscle that it's using on your hand. But anyways, so...
Really, this feels more tiring.
And he was saying...
Yeah, I was like, what do you think to...
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't finger.
But anyways, when he was saying when you go in, he's like, you should feel this, like, go at this part, and then you should feel this soft, fleshy part. And I'm like, God, what do you mean? And then I was like, do I need to figure out what this is? And then I was like, no, I don't need to.
Yeah.
But it was just like the way he just did this whole presentation on how to get a girl to squirt. I was just like mind blown, and you know, lots of breathing techniques, blah 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 blah. It was a fascinating presentation, I will say that. But it does make me think, like, I don't ever want to explore the inside of my vagina unless I like actually need to, like, you know, did something get stuck up there, like I've had a tampon get lost in there one time on accident. God. String went up and I was like, oh great, you know, fish for it. But it's just so weird to think about. I don't know about y'all, but like, I don't ever like stick.
I don't feel myself a lot.
I don't want to feel inside my vagina.
Like, I like playing with my clit, obviously, but I don't really like go up there. And not only that, but like, you're kind of you don't really have good, like,
I can't reach my G spot.
I can't, neither can I. I can't reach much anything in there. Like, my arm
is like the length of my, right. Like, it doesn't turn me on.
No. Exactly. Same.
It doesn't turn me on.
No. And I mean, for anyone that enjoys fingering themselves, that's fine. But like, it's just not one of my like preferred things.
I know somebody who loves to finger themselves and really? Like only uses their fingers and like no toys.
How? Their G-spot must be like super low.
I think she like comes a lot, and I feel like she definitely has a very low G-spot.
Interesting. Because everyone's, you know, little spot is different.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, like, if you're like, so does she do clitoral? So like one hand is fingering and the other one's like on her clit.
You know, I'm not quite sure about Oscar, but she, like, she be coming.
I love being fingered by dudes. Yeah, I like being, well, it depends on the guy.
Yeah.
Depends on the guy. Because some of
them. Always like it.
Yeah.
But sometimes.
Yeah.
Nah, if they, I really enjoy fingering when it's done right.
Well, it's rarely done right in my experience.
That was one thing that the squirter guy was emphasizing to the men that were watching the presentation. He was like, stop jackhammering.
Yeah,
he was like, exactly. He was like, you have to just go slow.
My ex used to just like go in there and just go like this.
See, I don't like that either.
And like, I used to like it, but I haven't done it in a while, so I don't know if I still like that.
Because that makes you want to pee.
Really?
Yeah. Every time
I like the finger curl.
Yeah.
I don't like the finger curl a whole lot.
I don't know. I feel like just put your dick in me. At that point, I don't want your finger.
The only time I want finger is if, like, we fucked for a while and I didn't come and you already came. So now I'm going to put a vibrator on my clit. You're going to finger me and I'm going to come.
See, in those cases, suck on my tits and let me use my vibrator and I'll come. I could come right now just thinking about it.
You know what's really funny? When you said suck on my tits, that reminds me. I did go to Vegas recently with a friend, a guy I used to have sex with.
Yeah.
Who I loved. Like, we had a great little friends with benefits. He was actually one of the first people to ever listen to the podcast because I sent him the first episode before we ever released it. I've just always really liked his energy. Anyways, I went with him to Vegas because we went to AVN and we went to, he had the CES conference. So we kind of did both anyways. And, I was like on my period that weekend and I like my drive wasn't very high. So like, I didn't really want to have sex,
right?
But we were about to like go somewhere and I was like, I want to masturbate. So I was like, I'm just going to lay on the bed and masturbate. He's like, can I join and just masturbate alongside you? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put on some porn.
I love masturbating.
Why did you tell me this?
That sounds good.
I thought I did. I thought I did.
I asked you if y'all did anything and you were like, no, we didn't.
I thought I told you that.
You liar.
No. Also, having a little flakes.
Aww.
Anyways, so I just put on some porn and I had my vibrator and we just masturbated next to each other.
And I love masturbating like together.
Yeah,
I mean, that's one thing I also can't do.
But while we were doing that at one point, like my tits were out because I was like, I just got into the shower and he was like, can I suck on it? And I was like, yeah, sure, go for it.
Aww.
And that's like all we did.
Sorry.
That was like the extent of it.
Why don't you like masturbating along with anyone else?
I don't know. I just, guys, you know, my journey with masturbating. I used to shame myself a lot for it. Now I haven't masturbated in.
You don't have a watch on.
Probably, I'm not kidding you guys, probably like 4 months.
Really? I don't masturbate that much.
Okay, well,
sometimes
since October. Like, actually, you know, for example, like a few nights ago, I was like, maybe I should put some porn on and masturbate. Aww. And then I got in bed and I was like, then I'm have to get up and pee. I was like, never mind.
I've been there where I wanted to masturbate, but then I didn't want to get up and pee. So then I'm
like
fuck it.
My one thing now is like, if I have to get up and pee afterwards, I'm like, never mind. No, but that is one thing that like, I want to get better at is being able to masturbate in front of partners. I don't know why. I don't want people.
That shocks me.
I don't want people to see me touching myself.
But they would love that. They would enjoy it. Let's dive in. Let's unpack this. Because me and Brian only really do it because he's just one of those guys who doesn't like period sex. I'm like, whatever, fine. But like, I'm horny. Because sometimes I'm like the horniest when I'm on my period.
It's hit or miss for me. I'm either like, I want to fuck everything or like, don't touch my body.
Yeah. And like, these were one of those like period moments where I was like, I just want to keep fucking all day. Like the entire day I was just horny. And so,
I'm actually cold.
So I would just like masturbate. Oh, you know what I did? Oh my gosh, this is what I started doing. I would like suck his dick, but then I would have a vibrator on my clit. So I'd be masturbating as I'm sucking his dick.
Okay, I like doing that.
Yeah, that's masturbating in front of him, no?
Well, no, that's us playing together. because that's, you know, how usually I start sex with my dude is we start like that usually. Like 70-80% of the time.
Sometimes you just don't lay. Sometimes I'll just lay there if I'm lazy. I'll just be like, all right, just fucking.
But I mean, like, I don't mind. Like, if I'm masturbating, like someone, you know, like my ex, I'd be masturbating on the best bed sometimes. And like my ex would walk in and I didn't care.
Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'll see my boyfriend masturbate. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fuck right now.
I think it's hot. If anything, if I walk in and I'm just like, okay, bye. Like,
I couldn't do that. Like, for example, when I was in, you know, my previous relationship with my ex-fiance, I would make sure that he was like, you know, playing video games in the living room and I'd be in my room masturbating and I'd like make sure that he could not see me.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't want him to see that.
Oh, and I guess it's very vulnerable.
I don't care if he masturbates, but like I didn't want to see him masturbate. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong.
I mean, I don't want to say there's anything wrong with you. Maybe it's just something that you just don't want to. I don't want to say there's something wrong with
you. Are you afraid to be vulnerable in front of people? Like,
is it like, do you just feel vulnerable? Like, is it like a very like, you don't want them to see you just like by yourself enjoying it?
And this is like a vulnerable state where like you're not having a conversation with someone. This isn't like internally vulnerable. This is like externally vulnerable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See,
I guess
yourself just be there and be like,
I guess I'm going to have to think about it. But like, okay. Like for example, whenever I was you know, whenever I was a little girl, when did I start like having unintentional orgasms by unintentionally masturbating and didn't know it? Sometime around the age of what, 11?
That's all right.
Nikki and I shared a room. I always made sure that, like, you know,
I had no idea. So whatever you were doing.
No, exactly. Yeah. Whatever, you know, I always made sure Nikki was like not in the room if I was doing it, and just make sure the situation aligned so nobody could see me when I was masturbating.
Yeah.
And
okay, so shame.
Which is normal at that
but
age.
But like that just, that
you
just
carried that into your.
Yeah, that just stayed, I guess. It just stayed. I never, okay. I don't know.
Aww. You know, I mean, there's nothing, I mean, you don't. I don't know.
It's fine.
Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I also, like, I feel like...
If you prefer not to, that's fine.
Yeah, if you prefer that to have, like, be a more private moment, that's fine.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Like, for example, like, if I walked by and I saw my partner masturbating, I wouldn't, like, turn around because I wouldn't, you know, that's his moment. I don't want to...
I mean, that is one thing I will say is, like, if, for example, like, if someone walks in on me masturbating and, like, I don't invite them to join, like... I do want them to remove themselves from the situation because it was a private moment.
Right.
Like, I don't care if they walk in, but, like, I also don't want them to, like, just sit there and, like, stare without, like, asking me if it's okay to watch.
Right.
You know, consent. But yeah, so it really just, like, depends on the situation. Or, like, if I walked in on someone else masturbating, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, bye.
Like, yeah.
You know, like, I can note that, like, it's hot or whatever, but, like, I wouldn't want to disturb whatever that moment is.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
So let us know. Do you, like... masturbating in front of your partner?
Yeah.
Or do you not and prefer to keep it to yourself? When did you guys start, like, being open about sex with one another? Like, being like, oh, yeah, like, I started, like,
a couple years ago, I would say.
23, really? 24, about 23.
Yeah. So, like, kind of recent, like, not even, like, you guys were just very, it's just, it's odd because, like, now you have a podcast and you just talk about it. So,
but I would, like, say, like,
I can't even imagine a world where you guys just weren't sharing.
But even, like, in our teens, like, when I had sex, like, you knew about a lot of the things that I was doing. I was pretty open about it. We just didn't talk about it extensively.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. I think it was around, like, 23, 24. It was, like, when I was reading, like, my sex books all the time. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cute.
But it was pretty recent. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I just, for me, it's just, like, I can't imagine a world where there wasn't a podcast with you guys.
Right.
And you were talking about, like, it's just because I've only known you in this era of your life.
Oh, yeah. Man, if you had known us in a different era, not to say that we were, like, completely different, but, like, yeah, in some ways we were.
Oh, for sure. Same with me. Like, yeah. If anyone who knew me before Brocotherapy, like, I was different. Like, oh, it's still the same, but, like.
Your core tends
to be. It's like in the comment section we were talking about if, like, college Cammy would have met college Steph.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, we're like, I chaotic.
Really, honestly, I really do think we met pre, like college and pre brocal therapy double team. Like, it would have been like, we probably would have cried together a lot.
Yeah. Lots of crying.
Like, wait, hold on. I'm trying to hold your hand.
Oh, you're so warm. My hands are cold.
I know. Why are you cold?
Oh,
you
were always cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But. I was like, where's the hand? Like,
I don't know where I feel like, I don't know. I was always the mother. Like, yeah. Or the, like.
I feel like me and Cammy would be crying. And you'd be
and
like.
And I'd be the one telling y'all to get your shit together. Because that's what I was doing when Camilla was crying.
Yeah.
Because I was a crier. I was definitely like.
So was I.
I don't understand why he just won't like me back. Like, I really, nothing clicked to me. There was just moments before I started the show where I was like, I don't know why I can never get any of this shit right. Like, with boys, dating, sex.
I still feel
sex.
That way sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That was me the other day.
I hate how much, like, because, yeah, in high school and college, I cried about everything. Mm-hmm. And now these days, like, I still, for example, sometimes my current dude, my on and off partner, he and I are on again. When we, like, fight, like, I cry and I'm like, I hate that I'm crying, and just please understand this is a normal reaction.
Oh my
but
god,
I'm just trying to
I
tell
am the
you.
Same way.
Oh
stop,
my god.
Stop,
yes,
stop.
Yes.
When I'm angry and I'm just like fucking bawling in my eyes out, I'm like, I'm fucking pissed. I want you to think it's easy right now, but I just can't stop crying. I'm trying to tell you how I really feel. And I feel like, yes, bitch.
He complained.
explained, or him and Nikki were having a combo.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is like one time him and I went to have a conversation about their relationship. It's a long story. Anyways, and he goes, "It's so nice to get through a conversation without any tears." And I was like, "Yeah, well,
me and Cammy."
Ryan
told me, he's like, "You need to like keep going, keep being consistent with your therapy, because I feel like every time I tell you something like you need to wash the dishes better, you start fucking bawling. Like I feel like you just get triggered. You think I'm like acting like your mom or something." And I'm just like,
"Well, okay." And not to therapize either of you, but I know that the reason Cammy does it is because she takes everything too personally. And that stems from a lack of self-love and confidence.
No, I know.
So
I know.
I'm not saying I'm like
residual. It takes so long to
get. No, I know. I get that. Yeah. And I'm not saying that I'm like perfect by any means. However, I guess like I wasn't always like much of a crier or anything in conversations, because it'd be like, I fucking know that I'm right.
I could cry, but I also have another side of me that just gets like really fucking bitchy.
So I think it's Aries rising. So yeah. I feel like that's how, like, there's two sides to Aries rising, I feel like. And it's like you either cry.
Or I'm a fucking bitch and I will like.
Yeah, exactly. Or you will like scorch the earth.
That's why I can't. Try to defend myself in the comments all the time, because if I respond back, I'm gonna eat you alive, and I'm gonna keep going on an Instagram rant and then make a post about it and keep talking about it, and I'm gonna call this man. It's gonna be a whole thing.
I get
so
that.
It takes a lot, because it's like the bitch comes out.
Yeah, and it's maybe that's what it is for me. I always tap into the bitch.
But yeah, I guess there's certain things that trigger certain things. I feel like
You
know, Brian, because he's like the love of my life, he's my boyfriend, and just like there's something that triggers like maybe my mom or something, like telling me what to do, because my mom was
look
at
y'all's charts again.
I don't even know. I think for me it's just like, for example, my partner, like the other day we were having a conversation, and you know, it wasn't really like even an argument, but I just started crying, and he was like, "Wait, are you crying?" And I was like,
"God, Camilla, get it together."
When I don't feel heard, if I don't feel heard.
Yeah, I get frustrated, and then I'm like, tears. I'm like, fuck.
I go fucking crazy. Like, and I feel like for the most part, like, my demeanor is very chill. Like, I'm not, like, I don't ever really get, like, angry or, like, upset. Like,
yeah, I'm, like, chill 90% of the time. But that 10% is just really,
it's just
really, like, wow, okay.
It's a lot.
But wait, what were you saying about when y'all fight?
Like, I'll be watching TikTok and I see
it's like almost like a parent.
Yeah. Thing. I see like a sad video and I'll cry. You know?
Yeah, me too. I cry over if I'm watching fucking like American Idol and then, you know, they do like a backstory on a person.
If something reminds me of like my dogs, like Sammy and Rex, if something reminds me of Sammy and Rex, immediate tears.
I was trying to see what y'all's moons do. So Brian is a Gemini moon?
No.
July 4th, 1986?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Gemini moon.
I don't feel like that. I feel like I would have been pissed if I knew he was a Gemini moon.
At 6 p.m.?
I thought it was Libra.
At 6 p.m.?
Girl, I don't know where my
phone is. He's a Libra south node.
Wait, can someone grab my phone over there?
Let me. Okay. Oh, my neck.
Oh, my back.
My pussy and my crack.
Hey.
My neck.
My back.
Yeah, my back did hurt after that photo shoot, actually.
Yeah,
did you wake up the next day sore?
Like, yes. I was so sore. And yeah, I had to cancel like my, like, I was exhausted. And it was like the second day of my period, too. And I was like, I'm not doing anything today.
I was supposed to go to sex. Well, I told you this. I was supposed to go to a sex party that night.
Good thing you didn't.
And I was like so tired. I was, after that shoot, it was like hitting a brick wall. I was like, I could not. I literally. Yeah, just slept.
was so much fun, though.
It was.
But I
loved
did feel
it.
Really sore.
The photo shoot was phenomenal.
It is like a workout, because you're just constantly moving your entire body all day.
I guess that's why, because I was like, I
doing poses and standing there and da 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 da.
I woke up and I was like, I'm exhausted and the middle of my back hurts for no reason.
He's a Cancer Libra Sag.
Okay, well, then why do I have a Gemini moon?
Girl, you have this on CoStar. That's why.
That's why. Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait.
No shade to
CoStar. No, no, actually, hella shade to CoStar.
But that's what he is, though.
Wait, hold on.
Said it.
He is a Cancer. He is a Cancer sun.
But I'm not going off of like, I mean, I just know it's like, that's his big three. I
don't Are you
know
Oakland, California?
Yeah.
You might want to bleep all this out. You're just giving out all his info.
He's like California, like Oakland probably.
I don't have him as a Libra moon. I have him as a Gemini moon.
Wait, hold on. But is this whole sign and that's...
This is equal, but that's not equal. That's not going to change it. Mm. That's not going to change it. We'll inspect later.
Yeah. I mean, he, like, I do feel like it's just my mommy issues.
Mm, I guess.
My mom was, like, very, like, strict with me around the house. And I'm not a good housewife person.
Okay. Is that also an Aries thing? Because, like, neither are we. Like, I'm not a cook. I'm not a cook. I'm not a housewife.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, not. No, that those are not.
Yeah, but the Brian is a housewife. Brian is, like,
well, he's so, a Cancer son. Yeah.
He's so good, which is, like, perfect for me because, like, my soft life is, okay, I can work and pursue my dreams, but I do nothing at home and I don't have to clean or cook. Perfect.
Same. Like, if I had a house husband, I'd be ecstatic because I'm not a housewife.
So, but then, like, you know, he'll, like, give me, like, little critiques. Now I'm better. I think when I first moved there, everything made me, like, super extra sensitive. Mm. I was really heightened.
Yeah.
Like, I was really, like, anxious. And I didn't like having critiques about how I was around the home because I think I was very insecure about that. Maybe
mm-hmm. like, well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of it stems from like insecure, like not being able to like, you know, when someone's, and even I guess it probably depends on like how they're offering, like not criticism, but like, you know, critiques. I don't know what you want to call them. Anyways, yeah,
looking back, he wasn't like mean about it.
I doubt he was because he's always such a nice guy.
I used to be so bad about taking critique.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of times it just stems from like insecurity. So it's like if you know. Yeah. If you have a hard time taking it, which I mean, there are still times that like, you know, I remember when it came to editing the other day, I put together that little clip or whatever. And I was like feeling so vulnerable and like insecure about it. So like,
why?
Whenever
when you make anything that's.
Yeah. So, like I sent it to one of my dudes who does very like, he does video editing for like literal commercials, like big brands hire him anyways. And he like gave me critiques and I was sitting there like,
oh, I'm sorry, I gave you critiques
personally.
Too.
Don't take it personally. Like, it's fine. You know, I love it. You sent it in the group chat and I was like, love it. And Stephanie was like, well, actually, this is what I. No, but I appreciated it because they were like good points. They were like solid points.
You made great points. Yeah. I did not have that eye apparently. I also just, you know.
But it was like, I also had like one of those moments of like insecurity.
Always get really insecure too when people give me critiques, but I always like appreciate it later because I'm like, okay, like. They were, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I just remember I had that moment of insecurity and I'm like, it's fine. I was like talking to myself. I'm like, it's fine. Like, don't take it personally. You're great. You're learning.
That and you're so new to it. Plus, you can fly a fucking plane, bitch. So at the end of the day, you win.
I haven't flown a plane in a while. I miss flying. But
you don't need that one last quality to be like, that makes you badass. What's
What's mine? What's mine? Oh, no, let's not talk about redeeming qualities because I went down that whole rabbit hole with one of my partners. It was bad. I drank wine, and that always makes me emotional. And
lots of wine.
No. Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, Cammy, I'll give you what I think you're amazing at.
Oh.
I think
thought you were saying you were going to give me wine. I was like, no, bitch, I don't want wine.
You want some, though?
No, what are you going to say? I do love that bottle, though.
I think you're really good, like, as far as, like, putting something together. Like, when you have your mind towards something, like, you're really good at, like, you know, like, the, just, like, the admin kind of part. Like, the kind of the logistics of stuff. Like,
event planning? Yeah.
You're good at the logistics of stuff. And, like, you'll, you know, like, you're good also under pressure. And you, like, don't seem like you're freaking out, which I'm sure you are probably deep down, as we all are. But, like, you really are good, like, under pressure. And, like,
thank you.
You know, like, shit, you gave us all those sponsors in the last show, so.
I know. That's why when it came to the live show, I'm like, this is not my strong suit. This is Cammy's.
Yeah.
Well, so I will stay the fuck out of it.
I learned a lot from her. I really did.
I was an event planner for 4 years.
And you killed it, so.
Yeah. And you know what? I cried a lot in that job.
I cried so much. Just so much crying.
Well, I had a staff of 40, and like what? Some days I would literally work 16-hour days.
Event planning is awful.
They don't get paid near enough. That they should be getting paid a lot more. Yeah,
like I will say though, my staff was bomb. My bosses were pretty cool, but there were some things about that job.
A lot of high pressure moments
made me cry for sure.
Yeah. And but I mean, if I feel like for the live show, you're pretty good under high pressure. For me, I don't know. I don't think I'm good under pressure.
I think you did great.
You think?
Yeah.
Because I still get anxiety thinking about the day of.
I get anxiety too, but like I just trust that Cammy has it all set up great, and I just show up.
You're like, I just show up and I just pay.
That too.
You're like, yeah, I show up and pay.
I trust Cammy to put everything together and I show up and pay. Yeah,
because I wouldn't have not been able to do that all by myself. Like, I think really most of it was Cammy that really did it. You know,
guys, stop gassing me up.
And I just, cry. We just, you know.
That's why I told her, my next celebration of love, I'll just have her plan it. I'll show up and pay.
Yeah. But I'll have her. Like, just have her. Yeah.
The budget is love.
She'll get it done. But she'll get it. But you trust that she'll get it done. Oh, yeah. So.
And that's the other thing. I like, this is one area where I really like trust Cammy. Yeah. I don't know where she trusts me, but I really like.
Oh. What kind of shame is that? Are you kidding me?
Have a back in the comment. It's only the one area that I trust Cammy.
And I don't know where she trusts me. Like, what? Don't act as if we don't have trust issues with each other.
That's true.
Because we're like, did you do it right? And then if like the other didn't, then we're like, I should have done it myself. Fuck this. We do that.
Like, what?
We do that with each other all the time. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to event planning, I'm like, she's got it. Like, there's nothing I can do better in this department than she can. So I just like, leave it be.
For sure. No, you killed it, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
That was like, honestly, I would say 70% you. And then the rest was, I mean, I worked hard. But
we all worked hard.
I will take credit for about 5%.
But like, you were the one who really like came up with like the deck and the situation. I like just kind of went along with you, you know, like you kind of just led the way and I just.
I definitely knew that you and I could pull it off. I was like, we got this.
I know. After that, I was like, we could.
That's why when you were like, let's hire an event planner. I was like, wait, let's do it ourselves.
You're like, because I got this.
It's like, I think we do it.
Which is a good decision. I love that.
I love that the cards told us to do 3 shows because I really wanted to do 3.
We did.
What? Yeah. No, I thought you wanted to do 2. No, I wanted
you
to do another
3, but then at one point you're like, maybe just 2, or was that?
Yeah, no, but I really wanted to do another one in LA. Like 2, like outside of, like 2 new ones, but let's do another
in
LA.
In LA, I really, really, this has always been my dream.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
I want to do it at the Virgil.
What's that?
Where is that?
And they have a stage already and a sound system and everything.
Okay.
It's the Virgil.
It's my old Hobar. And like, I just, me and Rose, Jess, where's she at? Just it was like old Broco Therapy. I used all the stories, my host stories of me going out.
Do they have an Instagram?
Oh, is this in Hollywood?
But on the cusp of Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah, on the cusp.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, no, I just looked at it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They have a stage ready and everything. It's a bar. It's a bar. Stage.
Okay, so like a lot less.
They got a dance floor, chairs, lounging areas. I've always wanted. They do a live shows for stuff there.
I say let's go for
it. To be loud if they want us to go. And now we're like, actually, LA.
Well, I mean, whenever we decide to do LA, we should do it there. We don't
the Virgil Bar.
I like that.
Yeah, whatever.
But the thing about like if we, so like 3 shows outside of like, the Bay Area is at least near you, but it's still like, you know.
We have family in Dallas. That makes it easy.
And I have family in Dallas too.
I still just, I feel like if.
My brother's going to want to open for us. He sings.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, I still.
He's like, can I open it for you guys? I was like, I have to run it by the twins.
I was going to say.
He's really good. Don't get me wrong.
No, I fully trust that. No, I was just going to say, I fully, like, every show I need Rose and HK opening.
Oh, yeah.
This place looks so cute. Yes.
Let's do
it. Okay, fine. Let's do it. LA this year.
Yeah, this year, next year, whenever.
Leo season?
I know.
We'll decide later.
We're not going to throw shit out now and then like people hold us to it.
And it'll be like, you fucking liars.
Yeah, but I do think the first one needs to be an Aries season for sure. Yeah.
It already is. That's the
Bay Area. Go dumb, dumb, dumb.
What
dumb.
Is that?
What
it's
is
a song.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to the Bay, you have to know.
I'll be in the Bay in a few weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then you and I are going to.
Are you going to start brunch?
Are you going to start putting together like the deck?
Yeah, Nicole, those things are being put together. Trust me.
Okay. I'm just going to keep it. We'll just do the same thing we did last time. I'll edit our show. You do all the live show shit.
Yes. Well, we'll talk later. What? Sorry. Because it's like you're ready in an hour.
Okay.
Should we do an email or should we wait the second
no,
one?
No, we can do an email the second one. I think we talked a lot about
it. Yeah, what did we even talk about this
vaginas,
one?
Daddy issues, fingering, crying, okay. Crying a lot.
I feel like this happens every time we record. I'm like, did we even talk about anything?
No, that's my favorite thing is while you were setting up, we're like, wait, what are we going to talk about? And then you're like, I don't know. And I was like, well, just figure it out when
and
we go.
And then every
along.
Time I watch it back, it's like,
it's a seamless conversation.
Yeah. Well, it's just,
we did tarot.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay, you're right. We talked about masturbation.
Yeah.
Masturbation. We did a good job. Okay, fine. Plug it.
You can find us.
At
Cammie and Nikki. I think what we're gonna do is I'm gonna run at Cammie and Nikki, okay. And she's gonna run at Double Teen Podcast.
I kind of like that because I want to know who's viewing the story and liking. Because I'm like, is it Cammie doing it or Nikki? And now I know if it's one or the other.
Okay,
someone the other day was like, wait. Who am I talking to? And I'm whoever opens the message, But I'm literally about to like delete or log off of Cammie and Nikki, so
and
she
I'm log off of Double Team Podcast.
It's too many fucking.
I get it. I have my notifications off.
Yeah, same.
Like, oh, I do too.
I'm just gonna have my personal, and then Cammie and Nikki, and that's it. And she's gonna have Double Team Podcast, and her personal, and that's it.
But if I collab with you on a post, make sure you read that, okay?
I will.
Timely manner. Okay, anyways.
Are you going to do collab post? We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll do collab post.
Okay. No, but I told you on our post, just tag Double Team. Yeah.
At Double Team Podcast and at Cammie and Nikki. You can also go to doubleteampodcast.com for all relevant links. We just restructured our Patreon.
We did. So if you want to go...
Support us and
Patreon.
Throw us some money. That's it. That's
our
plug.
And TikTok.
Double Team Podcast. Yeah.
YouTube, Double Team Podcast.
Or just go to doubleteampodcast.com. All that shit is there.
Yeah.
All the links. And I'm going to redo our site too.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to do, yeah.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. And then I'm also making a Patreon soon, so stay tuned for that.
Exciting. Ooh. Yes.
Oh my god, you changed the .com. I was ready. I was like, you know, like
I try to do a little flair each time.
I do too. When I say welcome back Double Team fam,
welcome
I always
back Double Team fam.
Exactly. You gotta switch it up. That's why sometimes I'm like Double Team fam, you know, something like really low, so it anyways,
no, but
guys.
I like Double Team fam. I like when it gets a little nasally.
Okay.
Anyways. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
See ya in the next episode.
The next episode.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.